Welcome to the Belgrade Theatre Podcast. Today it's the 13th of February and we're talking to Chris Hannan, who has adapted Stars in the Morning Sky. Chris, can you talk to us a little bit about the story and about why you wanted to adapt it for the stage?
The story's really about, it's set in 1980, the Soviet Olympics, Moscow. And the story's about a group of prostitutes who are cleaned off the streets of Moscow. Because Soviet Union wants to give a good impression of itself during the foreign media sort of thing during the Olympics, and they're taken away and dumped in altogether in a sort of former an empty building, basically a disused building, and they have an evening there of drama, and which is, you know, there's brutality in there. There's also romance in there, and I think at the end, in the play, in the course of the evening, the Olympic torch is going to pass by quite close to where they've been, you know, exiled to or sent away to. And at the end of the play, they all go out. They want to glimpse this Olympic torch passing in the distance. Mm-hmm. And there's a stage direction which says that the Olympic torch, you know, it's like something you hold very precious being carried safely to its destination. Mm-hmm. And it feels like in the course of the play, that's what the prostitutes are trying to find out what is precious to them and what they can hold on to, mm-hmm. In spite of. You know, the brutality of their lives, I think, yeah. and the desperateness of their ambitions and all that.
Sounds good. What do you think that people will really connect with from the story? Because it's obviously going to be a cause that will resonate with a lot of people, being about women and about their own personal stories. Do you think it'll be one that really resonates with the audience?
I really hope so. I mean, one of the things to say about it is there are, you know, four or five strong women parts, you know, mm-hmm. and that's quite unusual for a play, you know. And they really are terrific characters, and that's ultimately what people come to theatre for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, they want to really, connect with folk on stage, yeah. And I think that will happen with these, mm-hmm. With this play. I mean, it's partly because they're in such a desperate situation, really. But for example, with the character Maria, a young 15-year-old girl, you know, she's on the verge of becoming a prostitute. She's essentially parentless, but she has the possibility of this of love, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's about whether she can hold on to that. It's whether in the course of this evening, practically, she will become a prostitute, or whether she'll be able to cling on to or to go for love, to make that choice of going for love,
yeah.
Because she's, for her, it's an incredibly difficult thing, you know, of those two choices, yeah. Whereas for a normal person, if you like, the most obviously the obvious choice would be to go for love, because yeah. She's got such so low self-esteem, thinks so little of herself, it's a huge heroic task for her, uh-huh. To go for love.
Mm. And obviously the story is actually quite topical at the moment, being the Olympic year. It's set during the Moscow 1980 Olympics. And also, as you said, the story is about cleaning up the image of the city of Moscow. And that's actually happening in London at the moment, isn't it, in King's Cross Station. So do you think the audience will really like the fact it's topical?
I think that's going to be an aspect too. Yeah. The gypsies as well being cleared out of the East End of London and yeah. So on. So there is that topicality to it. And I kind of hope people will see it as bigger than that in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it is about people who are excluded at the point, at the moment of a national celebration.
Yes.
You know, there have been other national celebrations, not just the Olympics. You know, there's also royal weddings and so on.
Yeah.
And it's about, it's just sort of about, I think, in part. The people who are on the margins of the nation, yeah. At those moments of national celebration.
Mm-hmm. And quickly before we finish, rehearsals start next week. Very excited. Do you have much involvement in the rehearsal process? Will you be around?
I will be around. I'll be there certainly on the first day. I think I need to be just to answer for my translation, and also be there just. I mean, not all the time, but be available, I think, to the actors for their questions and for any difficulties that might arise, any changes they want.
Do you know much about the set and costumes for the show?
A bit, because, the...